This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. More hostages have been freed in Iraq, but there are others who still remain in the hands of kidnappers, including two American soldiers and an American contractor. This morning, two Japanese nationals were released at a mosque in Baghdad in a deal brokered by Sunni clerics. Now, this a small first step toward a peaceful settlement to the fighting in Fallujah took place. NPR's Emily Harris is following the situation from Baghdad. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And please tell us about these negotiations that apparently continue at a U.S. Marine base near Fallujah. Can you tell us what's been achieved so far?
They made a tiny first step toward progress today that's been confirmed by both U.S. officials and by Iraqis involved in the negotiations from the governing council side, not Iraqis from Fallujah. But that is to open a bridge that leads to Fallujah's main hospital. It's been unable, vehicles, ambulances, doctors' cars, cars of people bringing patients haven't been able to get to that hospital for a couple of weeks. That's opened, and that's hoped it will help increase confidence on both sides. Other things that both sides want, I mean, the U.S. wants people in Fallujah to pledge to help investigate, help find the people in Fallujah who were responsible for killing and mutilating the bodies of four contractors there a couple of weeks ago. They want them to get rid of foreign fighters that the U.S. says are in there. The Fallujans, according to Iraqis who are involved in the negotiations, want the Iraqi defense forces to take up key areas of the city and allow U.S. forces in, but only along main roads and certain parts of the city. So they want to really limit the U.S. Travel through the city.
Emily, tell us, please, about some of the Muslim clerics who are reportedly playing a leading role in negotiating the release of the hostages. We've heard about something called the Muslim Clerics Association, which is Sunni, and then several Shia clergy.
Yeah, the clergy have actually seemed to be the more effective people in getting hostages released. They were definitely the Clerics Association seems to definitely have been involved in the release of two Japanese hostages who were freed today and three other Japanese that were freed earlier. They've called for no bloodshed, not to hurt the hostages. There is one Shia leader, Muqtada al-Sadr, who is, of course, a Shia leader that the U.S. is looking for, who's quite in an antagonized situation with the United States. He has said, don't hurt the hostages, but has also made a distinction between hostages of countries that have soldiers in Iraq and hostages of countries that don't. So it's a bit of a fine line. But the Clerics Association has been definitely involved and has proven pretty useful in at least a couple of cases.
NPR's Emily Harris speaking from Baghdad. Thanks very much, Emily.
Thanks, Scott.